Is contemplation, you said meditation is manasakarma. Mm. Is contemplation also manasakarma? Or
of course.
It is.
Contemplation is manasam karma, but the difference is, I told you, manasam karma means in meditation, contemplation, what you are meditating upon makes the difference.
So both are manasam karma.
Manasam karma.
Both are karmas.
But for which one is saguna brahma vishaya manasa vyaparaha, another one is nirguna brahma vishaya manasa vyaparaha. In contemplation, nirguna brahma vishaya manasa vyaparaha. You dwell upon the nature of the reality, Brahman, that is the very self. Dwelling upon the nature of the Brahman, this reality means dwelling upon the nature of the very self, the knower, the meditator swarupam. Therefore, we say in contemplation, there is no difference between the meditator and the meditated. Okay, the meditator's swarupam itself is meditated upon. You don't say, I am meditating upon my own swarupam also. Don't say that. We have understood the swarupam of Brahman, okay, how through study you have heard, you are listening and you understand slowly the nature of the self, as how the self is of the, okay, how first you arrive at the knower as consciousness, then consciousness is of the nature of actionlessness, consciousness is of the nature of silence. Consciousness, understand, is at the nature of timelessness. Consciousness is at the nature of spatially limitlessness. Consciousness is at the nature of, is free from all object limitations. You understand all this swarupam. And consciousness, how it is this pure awareness, how it is not dependent on anything else for its existence. How it is of nature of self-existence. You have to understand. Then you dwell upon that. So dwelling upon the nature of this, nature of the reality, which is the self, okay, then the meditator's attention is where? In the very swarupam of the meditator. Therefore, the meditator, meditated difference is not there in contemplation. That is why nirguna, then what is the guna there? Nirguna vishaya, nirguna brahma vishaya manasa vyaparaha, contemplation. Whereas saguna brahma vishaya manasa vyaparaha, meditation. When you meditate upon something, even then we call it Brahman because it stands for Brahman Ishvara. Understand? But that is an object different from the meditator. Therefore, in meditation, the subject, object, okay, the meditator, meditated difference is there. What is meditated upon is different from the meditator. In contemplation, what is meditated upon is not different from the meditator. Therefore, contemplation as mental activity is meditation. But meditation is not contemplation.
Is japam meditation?
It's mental activity. Yeah.
Not contemplation.
Japam also is meditation.
But not contemplation.
No. If the japa mantra, if you can see the meaning of the mantra you're doing
itself.
The japa, then
okay.
Contemplation.
Yeah. Okay. So the it's just the difference is knowledge of the self.
Yeah. It is not simply doing it, chanting a mantra is as well as meditation. In fact, japa is meditation. Japa is a preparation for meditation, meditation also. But it is not contemplation.
Unless you
But japa is good. Japa is good because the magging, what you are meditating, what you are doing the japam of, makes difference. You can't just do japam of something which is meaningless.
That's concentration. Japam something which is meaningless is concentration. When you understand it, Brahman then.
Yeah, because. But still, we always see some Bhagavan Nama, something.
Well, even if you're doing, whatever sentence, you can still see the silence in between. Isn't that sort of focusing the mind?
What is silence you see?
Well,
that silence only sees, that silence is an object for you. It is not your swarupam. Mm-hmm. If you can, that is the problem. See, the problem is people want to see something. Anything you see, any experience, if you look at it as an object. If it is an object, there's only meditation, or not in meditation, but not total contemplation. Okay, you see the silence in between. But still, do you see silence as the Surupam? No. See, that's what I'm saying. The word silence, people are very confusion. Mauna vyakhya prakatita parabrahma tattvam yuvanam. This is a maunam. Maunam means what? Silence is the surupam of the consciousness. How can I understand? You have to understand, first of all, you need to know what is consciousness. Then see, what action does consciousness do? Nothing. You know what consciousness is. You understood as the pure knower. Knower is consciousness. Consciousness is not the knower. You negate all the known as objects of knowledge. And the consciousness you understand as the subject. Because knower is the consciousness. Though knowing is not an action, sarupam. Because nothing other than consciousness is there to know. Then you understand the consciousness. What is nature? Does it do any action? No. You know, actionlessness is the sarupam of consciousness. Then actionlessness, when you say, that actionlessness is what? Silence. Actionlessness implies speechlessness. Doesn't speak. No speech, no speaking is possible with your consciousness. Understand? Because any speech is expression of thought. Thought is surfacing of consciousness. There is, but consciousness by itself, does it speak? No. Speechlessness implies actionlessness, implies silence. Maunamev yakhyanam. Exposition, Dakshinamurti is silence.